It's time to be kind with Marley Q.
Because the time to be kind to ourselves, each other, and the world is now. Welcome back, Parker. I'm Marley Q, and this is episode 19 with Kemi Joseph. Again, if you made time to be kind last week, you already know Kemi. And if you missed it, make sure to listen to episode 18 because it's truly an enlightening conversation about how you can use your fears to your advantage. I invited him back to give us all an update 2 months later on how he's had to face his own fears again in light of the racial injustice and tap into his own courage even deeper in order to rise and be of service during these difficult times. Some of the highlights of this conversation include talking about how we can experience heartbreak and inspiration at the same time, how we can transform pain into power, how we can pivot to serve and help heal, and how we can all leverage our struggle and tap into our courage to be of service to others. I think you'll be happy you made time to be kind for another inspiring conversation with Kemi. Let's listen. Welcome back to the show, my beautiful friend and Parker, Kemi Joseph. Thank you for making the time to be kind again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll make a lot of time to be kind, especially if I get to hang with you.
Yeah. And I am so excited to have you back. It's been about 2 months since you joined us in our first interview together. And we were both I was launching my podcast. You were launching your Fears Advantage. You remember we both had the jitters.
Yeah, we were so young back then.
Well, it's crazy to think how much has happened, just personally in our own journeys and our own growth and what we've been able to do as a means to be of service during these difficult times, but truly what's been going on in the world and how we've been able to show up. Could you please just give us an update as to what's transpired over the last 2 months for you and how you've been able to rise to be of service?
Hey, Marley, it's so awesome to be back here again, just be reflecting on the last 2 months have been nuts. And, you know, we're talking, you and I have been in touch, but our whole paradigm, our whole life shifted as we were coming out of quarantine and we saw the situation with George Floyd. And, you know, it just breaks my heart to see that. And I think what I experienced with a lot of, especially Black people experienced, was trauma. But it's not just, you know, Black Americans that experienced trauma. We saw people of all different skin colors experience this trauma. And for me, it snaps me back, and there's all these emotions of anger, frustration, you know, depression, like the whole stages of grief, you know, going through that and seeing it. And, you know, I believe in these emotions. I can use them to fuel something. I can do something positive. In the past, I used to do very negative and destructive things, which we saw happen, and where people erupted in riots were because that anger was just being fueled in a negative way, was being channeled in a negative way. And, you know, for me, it was, what can I do with that? And we were talking about the fears advantage. Like, I believe in that in every situation, and in the best and worst of times, how can I use my fears to fuel extraordinary actions, relationships, and systems? So right away, I was like, okay, I got to do something. And the wild thing is, before COVID began, I was talking about transcending prejudice, right? That was my jam, and it still is my jam. And then when COVID came around, we started using the fears advantage to help people pivot their business because of the difficulty there. And so I was ready to go back to this transcend prejudice conversation. I just didn't think it was going to be like, hey, it's happening right now and it's happening after death and loss. So you have to, you know, be super careful. And I've been having way more speaking opportunities than I imagined during this time, especially in a short period of time. You know, since I saw you, I've been on more podcasts, live streams, and webinars, and receive, you know, thousands of views in a short period of time. That blew my mind, because it's been an inspiring time and a heartbreaking time, like, where it's hard to kind of enjoy the rise because it's coming in loss. And, you know, the doing my best to still use that, those emotions to do something productive. So I think about what you're saying about serving during difficult times is, like, being of service is one of the greatest and hardest things to do, especially when it's coming out of tragedy. I love this quote that I heard from Mr. Rogers, that his mom, when he was looking at the news and seeing the difficulties and tragedies happening, his mom says, but look there, there's always helpers. Like whenever look you see tragedy, helpers. You look for the helpers. And it's just that, that is a reminder to me that I can be one of those helpers.
I think it takes a lot of courage to rise, to be of service during difficult times. And I wanted you back on the show to, you know, really honor, respect, value, appreciate, and celebrate you as a true Parker, a true superhero, because it's so heartbreaking what's going on, not just for Black people. It is heartbreaking for mankind to see how we're treating each other. And it's difficult for all of us, I think. And some people react differently, right? During difficult situations. Some people will, you know, stick their head in the sand and say, I'm overwhelmed with emotion. I just don't know what to do. And then they're stuck, right? You did a wonderful Fears Advantage Facebook Live on that, right? Going from stuck to serve. Right?
Yeah, that was so wild. Did a 3-hour live. I just needed to get it all out. And, you know, half of it I was crying, other half I was teaching. And it's just like, you know, that one got like 5,000-6,000 views. Like, what?
I'll link it. I'll link it in the show notes here, because it was incredibly powerful for any of our Parkers listening that do feel stuck, but you have the heart to serve, which all of our Parkers have the heart to serve. How do you move from stuck to serve? How do you serve during difficult times? And you were the only person that I know in my immediate circle that just rose to that challenge amidst you feeling that trauma and you feeling so much, you know, pain and grief. How do you use that fear as fuel, right? To how? And you did it.
It's like, I think that's just it. You know, I was teaching about it so much and then just having to demonstrate it. And I think in demonstrating it, it's people actually seeing that I'm a man of my word. It's like, hey, I told you I'm going to do this, right? I told you if I have difficulties, I'm not going to hide it. I want to be able to share it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like, these are the reminders, especially in a time where you're looking at that phrase, you know, stuck. It's like so many people felt stuck that they didn't want to do it wrong. And I was like, yeah, I'm worried about that too. But I'm just going to do something. I'm going to do something that is helpful with the intention to help. And, you know, you and I focus a lot on communication. So I, you know, behind the scenes, I'm still thinking, all right, what do I say? What do I not say? Like, how do I do this in a way that is structurally supportive to people coming together? And I think in that darkness, you know, people really saw that light that I was just advocating that we come together. And I was willing to talk about at least my experience with these difficult things, and as opposed to shaming and blaming, like those are still my philosophies regardless of what we're talking about, because these conversations have already been so divided. So for me, it's like, if I'm going to use this anger, I don't want to get angry at a person. Well, I don't want to get angry at all people. There's some people I'm definitely angry. I don't want to get angry at all people. I want to use that anger to say, okay, like, how do I use this aggressiveness, this to power through the obstacles of going online and just, and being available to people? How do I seek information that I can then share? Like, for me, one of the greatest tools for transforming my pain into power has been the ability to teach, like the ability to be an influencer and to like share lessons. Cause even in the hardest and most difficult lessons, I'm like, okay, there's something there that I can share, that I can leverage my struggle to serve, like that there's something there that I can take away and even hopefully save somebody from falling into the same pitfall or get out of the hole that I was just in. And that is my version of service. Like, how do I take what I just learned and give it back to somebody who's going through the same challenge or a similar challenge that I just went through?
Absolutely. I honor that so much. And I also went through, do I put out my podcast episodes during this time that are all about kindness and hugs during COVID and smiles and gratitude and all of my light and positivity while we're going through some super dark times? I was really struggling with that. I'm like, do I keep putting this out right now? Is it the right time? Is it the right thing to say? Is it the right thing to do? Yeah. And I just cannot be one of these people that puts my head in the sand and your 3-hour Facebook Live on going from stuck to serve just really helped solidify for me or remind me of my mission is mm-hmm. to be of service, is to be the spark of kindness. And I have to put out that light, that little spark yes. in the dark times. And at the risk of maybe offending some people, maybe you did another Facebook Live on how to stop offending the people that you care about. And yeah. I've watched them all. There's so much value in them. And I'm really trying to live the cause and be consistent with the message, because the name of this podcast is Time to Be Kind. Yeah. And I believe with every cell fiber in my body, I believe that the time to be kind is always now, and right more so now. Than ever right yeah. now. So I will not be silenced out of fear that I may be saying the quote unquote wrong thing at the wrong yeah. time. Nobody wants to hear, you know, your kindness and positivity stuff right now, or right now is the time to magnify yeah. and turn up the volume on kindness and how we all need to treat each other, treat ourselves, and treat one another with more kindness. That is the only way, in my opinion, that we're really going to get to the root of healing, of uniting mankind. Absolutely. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for pivoting. I mean, I joined your 30-day micro course accelerator program thinking that I was going to create a course about planning events, right? Since COVID crumbled my event planning business. I'm like, I'm going to create an online course and just start teaching people how to plan events. And I'm still going to do that.
Yeah.
But I decided to pivot as well. I'm like, no, I want to be able to help people stress less. And yeah. I recently launched my course thanks to you and your wonderful mastermind in the program and your accountability and your support and your coaching.
Yeah, we're super proud of you. It's like it's yeah. like awesome to see you rise up there and
yeah, no, it's the best way to stress less. I had to pivot as well. I'm like, how can we be going through these difficult times? And how can I be of service? I can try and yeah. teach people what I've learned over the past decade since our last financial
crisis,
our last, yeah. you know, Great Depression in 2008, where I lost absolutely everything, foreclosure, bankruptcy, debt. I mean, it was all gone. How can I be stressing less with everything that's going on today with this health pandemic, with this financial pandemic, with this social, you know, humanitarian crisis and pandemic? Yeah. How can I be going through this time with less stress, with less migraines, with less overwhelm, with less anxiety, and still care deeply? It's not like I stopped caring. I care more yeah. than I've ever cared.
Yeah.
But how? And pregnant. And with a toddler.
He said, and I got a baby on the way and baby in the way.
Like, and I'm not overwhelmed by stress. I am not, because I will no longer use that pattern of behavior. I've changed, I've transformed in the last decade. And that's yeah. what I was inspired to teach people. So I pivoted too. You were going to teach a course about Zoom and how to be, you know, engaging.
5-star virtual engagement plan. It's like, and that's what the wild part, you know, I've been using all the, you know, the things that are in my course, right, the 5-star virtual engagement plan, to then engage people in these conversations and Facebook Live settings. And, you know, we just did our 6-hour training, and people, yeah, we were a little bit tired after, but people were like, man, this was awesome. This is the best training I've been to. And I was like, that's great feedback, because we're also talking about prejudice online, right? There's like so many layers to, if we can make this happen well. So I've just been, you know, I pivoted again. We're about to release the course as part of our Fears Advantage online program, where people can have access to the Transcend Prejudice as well as the Fears Advantage, because we are one of the only organizations bringing both the business development and diversity work together, because a lot of people will separate those two. And I think that's where the problem has become, where we only talk about diversity when things are bad. Mm. And then we're like, okay, can I even talk about kindness when we're talking about diversity? It's like, why is it one or the other, right? Like, diversity can actually be an enjoyable thing to talk about as we celebrate our uniqueness, celebrate our gifts that we bring in, that we use our privilege to actually help people. Right? Those are some of the conversations that we're having, and people actually enjoy it. It's like, what a concept. People can actually enjoy talking about things like diversity, equity, and inclusion, that we can make that conversation more approachable. And it needs to be, because, you know, you and I, like, we had, again, talking about communication skills. If we just imagine that most people are at like a level 1 or 2, like around communication and like emotional intelligence and self-care, and then we add like racial issues into it, man, it like blows up the conversation. Most people we don't have the skill sets to actually have those difficult conversations. So for me, it's like, let's actually teach people. So when you're talking about, you know, the best way to stress less, you're actually teaching people how to do that.
Yes.
And we don't really take the same approach at teaching people how to appreciate and celebrate diversity, how to be inclusive, how to acknowledge different cultures. Like so that's what we're doing. And through a Fierce Advantage, that's exactly what we're doing to bring this conversation around infinite wealth together with transcending prejudice. So that way people can actually create the impact they want and the income that they want while still serving others. And that's that, if we can get that win-win-win, that is our greatest goal. And that's what fires me up to just think about, okay, these are all these difficulties and I'm still have my guiding light of what I know I'm here to do and how I'm here to help.
Yes. Having that why ever so present in your heart as the fire, as the light, that compelling future, being able to see, you know, hope and opportunity within difficult times, within crisis, within darkness. I mean, I think that's not just something that people are like born with. It's really something that I think you get to teach and instill in people and practice. And
practice. Ooh, practice. A lot of practice. And like what you're talking about, that this what we're describing, and this is all the seeds of kindness, right? It's like, this is like service is kindness in action, right? Where we have to be thinking about how we care for people if we truly are wanting to serve them. And that's why even you refer to the one of like, stop offending the people you care about. Originally the title was going to be stop offending people. And I was like, is there a possibility of like not offending somebody? It's like, I don't think so. I think we're going to, you know, I think that the phrase I started the video with, if my existence offends you, then my words are going to offend you, right? Like if just the fact that I'm living my life as me and being of my this skin color is offensive to you, then, and there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to help. So I'm just going to focus on people who I actually care about, who actually care about me, and make sure that I'm not inadvertently hurting them. And that is kindness, where I'm like seeking, how do I speak to them? How do I support them? How do I be around them in ways that help them feel safe, help them feel appreciated and loved? And those messages I've been following too. So as I see your posts and I see your pictures and I see the smiles around the world, that, you know, those things are like, all right, those things are still possible. Those things are still happening in the world. So thank you for sharing your voice in that way, because it affects me in this positive way to be like, okay, that's the work I'm working to magnify in the world.
Thank you. Thank you. We are definitely kindred spirits and partners on a very similar mission, even if it has different outlets. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to have had our journeys, you know, kind of coincide, our paths cross, so that we can make a great impact together. So I'm so grateful to have been able to have you back on the show for this special first ever two-part series here.
Two-part series. What? I feel honored. Thank y'all for listening twice. Hey, everybody out there, thank you.
And I want you all to listen more. So I will make sure to include your links on the show notes so that people can join the Fierce Advantage group, join you on your weekly lives, because they're always, always powerful, and share them. Do watch parties with people. Right now, people don't need to be consuming negative media. People don't need to be consuming just venting posts on Facebook. Yeah. People need to be consuming messages that teach, that inspire, that engage, that unite, and that fuel you with purpose to make an impact, to park, to make a change in this world. So thank you again for being that person, that Parker. Whew.
You get me all fired up. It's like, great. I got more live stream. I got another live stream today. So thank you for helping me be all fired up. I appreciate you so much, Marley.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you.
I hope you enjoyed today's special two-part interview, and that it helped to shine the light on the great courage that it takes to face your fears and be of service during difficult times. Just 2 weeks ago, we started our own Kind Crew private Facebook group to continue building our community, sharing daily resources and inspiration to ignite kindness worldwide together. We're so excited to already have well over 100 Kind Crew members in the group, and we're waiting for you. To join our new Facebook group and connect with our Parker Kemi, just visit marleyq.com/19 for this episode's show notes with direct links and transcription too. Thank you for listening. If you're inspired to make a little more time to be kind, please subscribe, leave a kind review, and share with a friend who would appreciate this podcast too. thank you for being the spark of kindness. See you next time.